Australian video game developers are part of a rapidly growing export industry worth about $70 million a year. Many are having incredible success marketing their games overseas, but they say Australia's internet speeds could soon slow them down. Bridget Brennan reports from Melbourne.
In Australia's largest gaming co-workspace, The Arcade in Melbourne, 110 game developers are designing new video and online games for dozens of local studios. Trent Custis works here. He's the co-founder of League of Geeks, an independent game development company.
It's been successful enough for us to keep the doors open and keep developing content for us, and we'll get to make a new game. So, yeah, it's been great. We've been super happy with the success. It's just exploding. Yeah, all over Australia, the game scene is really exploding, especially here in Melbourne. There's a particular hub of game development here.
Trent Custis' team released their game Armello on PC, Mac and PlayStation last year. Armello has been an international success. Gamers in the United States, France and Germany are its biggest fans. There are online updates constantly being made to the game, but upload times are frustratingly slow. And League of Geeks even struggles to send files to its animators in Adelaide.
They're only a state away, and this shouldn't be a problem whether they were even on the other side of the world, but because we're in Australia and the internet isn't really at 21st century standards, it really is a drain on productivity.
Anthony Reid is the chief executive of the Game Developers Association of Australia.
We dominate the games charts. We see Australian games in the charts all the time.
He thinks there's potential for Australia to be even more competitive, but internet speed is a key concern for the industry.
It's inconsistent. You know, we'd like to be on a faster service. We do move a lot of data. The whole, you know, around the country, we move terabytes of data on a daily or weekly basis. So, yeah, it does affect us. It can slow things down quite detrimentally in some cases. It could well be we'll end up in a place where Australians can't participate in the kind of entertainment content we're creating for the rest of the world. And how sad would that be?
In Melbourne at the gaming hub The Arcade, there is no NBN connection, but game developers AM spoke to weren't so sure that would make much difference. In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Federal Communications Minister, Senator Mitch Fifield, says Australians will have access to at least 25 megabits per second wholesale data speeds by 2020. Some households could have double that. The government says this will place Australia in an enviable global position for universal fast broadband, but game designer Trent Custis is sceptical. He says that's not nearly fast enough for an online industry.
And it's funny because the national conversation about where the economy is going is all about innovation. I mean, that's the buzzword at the moment, like startups and innovation. But at the they're saying that with one hand, and then on the other hand, it's we're not getting the internet that we need. Like, we're not investing in internet infrastructure that will ensure our viability as a global competitor.
Trent Custis from independent gaming studio League of Geeks speaking to Bridget Brennan.